Noon by John Clare, read for LibriVox.org by David Barnes. Noon. All how silent and how still, nothing heard but yonder mill, while the dazzled eye surveys all around a liquid blaze. And amid the scorching gleams, if we earnest look, it seems as if crooked bits of glass seemed repeatedly to pass. Oh, for a puffing breeze to blow! But breeze is all our strangers now. Not a twig is seen to shake, nor the smallest bent to quake. From the river's muddy side not a curve is seen to glide, and no longer on the stream watching lies the silver bream, forcing from repeated springs verges in successive rings. Bees are faint and cease to hum, birds are overpowered and dumb, and no more love's oaten strains sweetly through the air complains. Rural voices are all mute, tuneless lies the pipe and flute. Shepherds with their panting sheep in the swaliest corner creep, and from the tormenting heat all are wishing to retreat. Huddled up in grass and flowers, mowers wait for cooler hours, and the cowboy seeks the sedge, ramping in the woodland hedge, while his cattle o'er the vales scamper with uplifted tails. Others, not so wild and mad, that can better bear the gad, underneath the hedgerow lunge, or, if nigh, in waters plunge. Oh, to see how flowers are took, how it grieves me when I look, ragged robins, once so pink, now are turned as black as ink, and their leaves being scorched so much, even crumble at the touch. Drowking lies the meadow sweet, flopping down beneath one's feet, while to all the flowers that blow, if in open air they grow, the injurious deed alike is done by the hot, relentless sun. E'en the dew is parched up from the teasel's jointed cup. O poor birds, where must ye fly, now your water-pots are dry? If ye stay upon the heath, you'll be choked and clammed to death. Therefore leave the shadeless goss, seek the spring-head lined with moss. There your little feet may stand, safely printed on the sand, while in full possession where purling eddies ripple clear, you with ease and plenty blessed sip the coolest and the best. Then away, and wet your throats, cheer me with your warbling notes, twill hot noon the more revive, while I wander to contrive for myself a place as good in the middle of a wood. There, aside some mossy bank, where the grass in bunches rank lift its down in spindles high, shall be where I'll choose to lie. Fearless of the things that creep, there I'll think, and there I'll sleep, caring not to stir at all, till the dew begins to fall. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.